questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend and esteemed guest, Sheikh Noor Muhammad, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qom. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. Our question today is a quite theologically heavy question, but inshallah, by answering this, Sheikh, you will inshallah solve many doubts and misconceptions people have regarding this whole judgment and the philosophy of creation. So the question, dear Sheikh, is as follows. Why did Allah create humans who are going to end up in hell when he is all-knowing, he hears and sees everything, he knows what's going to happen, when he knows that these human beings, their end result is that they will end up in hell? What's the meaning of this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you for this valid question. Again, the same problem that you mentioned in the previous show about the comparison between the actions of the human being and the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many problems stem from this misunderstanding. For example, when we do not know something, we go to school, to university, or for example, to a scholar, and we ask him or her about that specific issue, and we try to understand it and to memorize it, and so on and so forth.
Right.
But because we are ignorant about many things and about many issues, and we want to know and we want to discover many things, okay? But about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to know something, it is totally different. We cannot compare it to the, actions of the human being. And In the beginning, I would like to ask my dear listeners to go to the books and the writings of Sheikh As-Saduq, because For example, in Al-Khisal is one of the compilation of Sheikh As-Saduq, or for example, At-Tawheed. He has written, he compiled and he gathered a lot of narrations relating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
And he explained those, verses and the narrations. What do those verses and narrations mean?
Right.
And he said, when one of the points here is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, for example, لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ وَرَسُولَهُ بِالْغَيْبِ, literally translation is that he wanted to know that who will support and assist him and his messengers. Okay. But what does this لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ mean?
Yeah, what does it mean he wants to know? Isn't he all-knowing?
Yes. He is all-knowing. We cannot have some anthropomorphism here and to compare the, characters of human being to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that Allah wanted to, whatever, Allah is all-knowing. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. He is all-hearing, all-knowing. But he wanted to, whatever he knows, that the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to implement and to practice, actually, to fulfill whatever he knew, it is, referring to that point. لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ, it means that whatever he knows, the knowledge of Allah will be practiced and implemented.
So لِيَعْلِمَ is actually not that he will find out, he will come to know.
Yeah.
It is knowledge he already has what will be implemented.
Yes, implemented. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. And the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, include the will and the power of the human being. Because every human being has power of choosing.
He free or choice. She,
yes.
Will
free
power.
Choice. Yes. Right. Everybody, he or she has free choice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know that he or she, by his or her free choice, will choose something, okay?
Right.
Or practice something. It is clear, you know, the point I want to, just I want to repeat myself, because it is the main answer to this question.
Right.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything, and he knows his knowledge include actually the will and the power of the choosing of human being.
Right. So literally everything.
Everything, yes. He knows that this individual in future, by his or her own will practice such an action. Okay.
Right.
And does it contradict the power of the choosing of that person? No, not at all. Because he knows that by his... He knows already by his choice or by her choice will practice such an action. Okay?
Right. But he is not the one who's making the choices for the human beings.
Of course.
That's the distinction here.
Yes.
He only knows the result. Just maybe to clarify this for our listeners, if we can perhaps imagine a teacher who's teaching a class.
Yeah, very, yes.
And the students, we have some very well-behaved studious students who always study for the exam. Top grades, best marks, always present in the class, no absence, always asking the teachers for extra homework, for example. You do not need to be an expert for you to understand that these are going to succeed. On the other hand, you have somebody who's never at class, who never makes the homework, who never pays attention to the class. Did the teacher force this student to act this way? Did he tell the student to fail and the others to succeed? No. But he knows, this teacher, with all his expertise, this person is 100% going to fail just from looking, and the other ones are going to succeed. So perhaps this can maybe clear up this misunderstanding, because when people think that Allah is all-knowing, they perhaps also think that he is perhaps, layad billah, God forbid, he is also evil, because he knows and he's just leaving them alone.
Yeah, this example, of course, very nice for the clarification of the issue. But of course, again, we have many differences between this example and the creation and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It's just to explain this aspect of it, and it's not even a good example.
Yes, you're right. Of course, let me share other verse of the Noble Quran. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. We, you know, frequent these days between people in order to know. This is a translation, of course, literal translation. In order to know that those people who are faithful, and to choose some witnesses among them, and Allah does not like the transgressors. You see that actually this verse talking about one of the philosophy of the creation of the human being. He said that I have created you in order to test you, and in order to understand whether that person is faithful, is a real servant or not.
Of course, when you say to understand, he already understands. Because to perhaps to implement what he already knows.
Of course, because we have to explain it by this, you know, formal expression.
For us to understand as human beings.
Yeah.
Right.
But as I said in the beginning, the لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهِ and the understanding, and to it is we cannot compare it to the understanding of a human being. Whatever Allah knows, first of all, it includes the willpower of the human being. And secondly, it means the implementation of the knowledge that Allah already had known. And knew that.
Right.
This is a meaning of this point.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Insha'Allah, insha'Allah,
insha'Allah, you'll find your way. Of course, we have many other verses of Noble Quran talking about this issue. For example, in the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We tested them, because In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the reason of the creation, one of the philosophy, of course, of the creation. لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. In other verses, he said that we tested the human being with the blessing and with the hardship, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجَعُونَ, in order for the human being to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if I want to conclude the point, the philosophy of creation is the test of the human being, and the result of test is for human being to get perfected and get close to his or her perfection, and whatever is potential within him or her become, enacted.
Right.
This is actually one part of the philosophy of the creation. When we ask that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the term, he want to say that he knows about the human being. Actually, the knowing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had its specific meaning. And I just want to mention this point, not only about the knowledge of Allah, about, for example, radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. What does it mean? Or other, verses talking about some of the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah being pleased with them and them being pleased with him.
Yeah, the pleasing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, it is not everlasting pleasing. It is conditional. While you're practicing that particular action, Allah is pleased with you. But in future, maybe if you break some of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is no more pleased with you. Okay?
Chef, could another point be as to why human beings who are unfortunately going to end up in hell, the reason behind their creation is that if they, for example, were just created and suddenly thrown into hell, they would, without a doubt, say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not just, he is not adil, and then it will create a whole other problem. So is it also a kind of mercy, perhaps, that he created them so they may at least see for themselves and try for themselves, instead of just creating them and throwing them in hell? Could this also be, perhaps, a valid point?
Of course. I just mentioned some of the philosophy of the creation and the reason behind the creation of human being. Is that the potential, thing that exists within the human being would be enacted. This is one point. And another point is that individual become prepared for the everlasting life. Again, it's very important to become prepared for the everlasting life, for the hereafter life, which is وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ, which means the best life and the enlivened life, actually it is the real life is in the hereafter.
Right, this isn't this considered material. Life for us, because we were not created for this world which is finite and limited. We are created for the hereafter, which is unlimited.
Yes. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, his behavior is in according to the justice, of course. And when he wanted to, if he never, for example, puts without any reason some human being into the hell, of course, for the hell and the heavens, actually, it is exactly related to the action of human being. And actually, it is a manifestation of the actions of a human being that he or she sees in the hereafter.
And if you sit and think about it, dear Sheikh, for a little bit about the concept of hell, hell wasn't just created to punish. It wasn't just created to torment and torture people. No, there's a purpose behind hell. It is a punishment for what? For the betterment. Which is why we have that many people who go into hell, into the hellfire, they will exit purified. Right, dear Sheikh?
Yes, of course. For the hell, it has a lot of benefit for the human being.
For those, of course, who are sinned, who are sinners.
Of course,
they
for
will
the
be
sinners.
Purified.
Yes,
right.
For the sinners of the human being. So, and as I said, it is a manifestation of the actually whatever they did it in their life.
Right. So, on a final note, hell is also, in a way, a mercy. And with that, let's end today's session. Dear Sheikh, I thank you for your time and for your insightful knowledge. And I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن